It was the most virulent, deadly viral outbreak the world had ever seen. When the affliction began to finally relent, two-thirds of the planet's population, 4.2 billion people, were gone. For those left after, the new epidemic was one of moral degradation, survival by any and all means, a pandemic of the inhumane. But small patches of hope sprouted from the fallow ashes of what once was. And for some, our humanity remained the only thing worth fighting for.
You know, I wouldn't be putting you out if I didn't have to, but things have gotten out of hand. I can't handle this anymore on my own.
Really, it isn't a problem. You just have to give us a little extra time to get out there.
Yeah, I know. I only wish I could replace the materials you lost. We've been hearing those folks been trying to expand their territory. But they're a few knuckle-draggers short, if you know what I mean.
But that could change.
Yeah, sounded like those greenhouses would have really helped you out.
They really would have. And now we've got like 50 new mouths to feed, and I'm not sure if we can get enough.
Well, you help me get this situation sorted, and I'd be happy to supply you with half our harvest. We'll have plenty once I get it planted soon.
Then I'd better get moving.
Much obliged, Fox.
I'll see you then.
I'll have a cold one waiting for you when you get here.
I don't know about this one, buddy. I like Calhoun and his people well enough, but giving them some of our weaponry is a little bit...
Nah, they're good people. They just want to defend their land. I have a feeling this so-called militia will back down the moment they see Calhoun as the tools to do that. I doubt they'll even need to fire a shot. Besides, it'd be easier for him to deal with any roving ghoul that might stumble across the farm.
And when was the last time that happened? I can't remember the last time we heard about the lost that far south. In fact, it kind of feels like their numbers are diminishing. We haven't really seen any big herds lately.
Yet. Sure feels that way. I would guess it's getting harder and harder to get the supplies to make meth. Probably harder to find someone who can make it who hasn't succumbed to their addiction or the virus. But that doesn't mean we should let our guard down. Wasn't that long ago you nearly got ripped apart in that train yard.
Don't remind me. So, how many guns are you thinking of handing over?
I think a dozen M4s and one or two of those M240s we took on Ross Island. And a dozen or so pistols should keep them well protected.
What about ammo? The 240s didn't have much to begin with.
Yeah, I know. But the militia he's dealing with doesn't. I won't be giving him too much anyway. We need it here, and he understands it. His people aren't fighters. I'm hoping just the show will be enough.
And what if it isn't?
Yeah, I hope we don't have to figure that out.
Well, I better get down there and start, you know...
You're not going.
But I can help get his people trained to use those rifles pretty quick. We can be there and back in about...
No, I'm taking Wheeler and Todd on this one. I want you here looking after things for me. Besides, I know how much Kate worries when you're with me.
Is everything okay with us?
What are you talking about?
Well, it's just... Well, you know, you've been a bit more snippy lately. Do you have a problem with me and Kate being together?
Why would you say that?
I don't know. It's just that, well, ever since she and I made it all official, like, you've been more broody. And to be honest, I feel like you've been avoiding me. You've been going out more and more without me, and yet you haven't asked me to go out hardly at all. And I'm starting to feel like you're punishing me or something.
I think you're being paranoid. But if it makes you feel better, you can head up tomorrow's foray into Clackamas. There's a major distribution hub for the local grocery stores. There might be a treasure trove of canned goods there. I'd better get moving, or I won't get to Calhoun's before dark.
Hey, darling.
Hey there. I got you some soup.
They were all out of the kind with the little letters.
Oh, ha, 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 ha. You are a riot, Jamie. Listen, Kate, I think you and I need to talk. You see, now that we're together...
Oh, I know. I can't believe I had to wait until the end of the world to find you. These past few weeks have been, well, amazing.
See, that's the thing. Since we've been together, I feel like the spark is dead. Like, this was only fun while we were chasing each other. Like, I used to get so jazzed knowing I was gonna see you and the mere thought of kissing you. Oh my God. But now...
Wait. What are you saying here, Matt? Are you...
I am doing everything I can not to dry heave right now. It's just I...
But wait, you kissed me and I...
He's messing with you, Kate.
What?
I am. Oh. I really am.
Oh. Matt Cohen, you are going to be very sorry you ever even thought of playing with me like that. Sometime very soon, you are going to enter a world of hurt like you've never imagined.
Just remember, my safe word is kumquat.
Would you shut up and kiss me already?
You know, it's just a little rude of you to flaunt your happiness in front of those of us who don't have someone to smooch.
And that's why we do it.
Be nice to her. Hey, we saw Fox heading out a little while ago. Where was he off to so late in the day?
Calhoun needs help fending off a rather bothersome militia group. Fox is taking some guns, hoping that they'll back off when they see Calhoun's people have the means to push back.
Why didn't you go along? I mean, I assume it would be a good idea to train them to use the guns properly and all.
Yeah, it would, but Fox can train them just as well as I can, and he... I get the feeling he's mad at me or something.
What? Why?
I don't know. It's just that... Well, since you and I got together, he's been acting... odd. He's been kind of snippy and keeping me at arm's length. When I pointed it out to him, he just told me I was paranoid.
You want me to talk to him?
No. Just leave it. He's probably in one of his moods again. He'll get over it eventually.
All right, but I think you should talk to him when he gets back.
We'll see. What's going on over there?
Sort of looks like Warner is preaching to the new folks, doesn't it? Maybe he's trying to start a cult.
Oh, that can't be good.
Don't worry about it. Once they figure out what he's like, they'll ignore him like we do.
Except they look like they're drinking the Kool-Aid, and that can't be good for anyone but him.
Hey, where are you going?
Makes every decision without any input from anyone. And there's no consideration for any other ideas but his own. Now, I'm not saying that he hasn't done some good. We have an infirmary and a kitchen, and there's plans for more. But why is it that only one person decides what's best for a group? Wouldn't you like to have a say in what we do, where we go for food, or who we deal with outside? No one picked him to lead. He just assumed that role, and...
Yet, he's kept everyone alive since, including you.
Has he? Just off the top of my head, I could think of a dozen people we've lost because of the choices Fox has made.
Is what he's saying true? Is Fox really the only person deciding how things are run around here?
More or less, but...
Does he listen to anyone's ideas or opinions at least?
Despite what some might have you believe, he's always willing to listen to other people's opinion. He tries to make informed decisions, and yes, sometimes he'll choose to do things that maybe we all don't agree with, but no one here can deny that it's always been for the best of us.
Trading off food and medicine, which is already in extremely short supply to people way out in the wasteland, is good for us? How exactly? What did we get in return?
You know damn well that he's been fostering relationships with people who can supply us with food in the future, not to mention safe havens and...
And what did it cost? We go out hunting for all these supplies that Fox just gives away so we can maybe get food in the future? What guarantees have we been given that any of these people will hold up their end of the bargain?
If you're so unhappy with how things are run, why not tell Fox? Ask him to make changes that everyone's comfortable with.
Anytime someone tries to broach the topic of change, he scampers off to one of his little hidey holes or runs off another super important mission to avoid any conversation, which will end with him giving up some of his authority.
What are you even talking about?
The point is, if we want change, it can't be just one or two people saying it to him. We have to be united. We all have to go to him and say that we want to change. And I think now is a good time to do that. With so many new people here, maybe this is the perfect time for us to figure out how we govern ourselves moving forward. How many of you would like to have more say in how things are run here? Am I alone, or does anyone else think it would be nice to at least be able to suggest where we go to look for food, or who we help or trade with? Or how about being able to choose what job to do instead of just being assigned one?
Yeah! All right! Yes!
Wow. I had no idea so many people weren't happy with how things were being run.
I think Warner's confusing everyone into thinking they're unhappy.
Kate, are you actually saying you've agreed with every single one of Fox's choices?
Well, no, obviously, but...
I rest my case.
That was rude.
And how do you propose we work as a group to figure things out? If we have to listen to every single person's thoughts on every single insignificant matter, nothing will ever get done.
Are you saying that some people's opinions are less valid than anyone else's?
Don't put words in my mouth.
Guys, seriously, why not establish a council? We can nominate people and vote on who sits on the council. At least that way, all the decisions aren't being made by just one person, and the people on the council could get a better idea of what everyone wants and discuss it among themselves. And make a more informed decision. They could even get input from everyone when they make reports, like you did the other day, after bringing us all here.
Well, I think that's a great idea.
How do you think Fox is going to take all this?
I, for one, will be very interested in his reaction. Where is he anyway? Aren't you too tight at the hip?
He took some weapons to Calhoun so they could deal with a pest problem.
Wait, he's giving away weapons now. See, this is exactly what I've been talking about. We need these weapons, and he's just been giving them away to people who could use them against us.
You don't know that.
What you're talking about.
And neither do you. See, we do all this work trying to find things we need in order to survive, and Fox is just handing it out there like candy at Halloween. How many people have we lost taking unnecessary risks running into hospitals or police stations or wherever Fox thinks we might find something only for him to hand it off to the next Harry Hardluck who makes contact with? Which one of us will be the next Ritter, or the next Thompson, or the next Shakes?
You need to shut your mouth right now!
Why? So you can just sweep it all under the rug and pretend everything's great? We need to change things here. We need to really look at who we trade with and what we really get out of it. And maybe prevent more senseless deaths like Holloway, Lindsay, and...
You son of a bitch!
Matt!
Someone, grab
me! I'm gonna break your goddamn jaw, you slimy piece of...
That's enough, Matt!
Get off me, you psycho!
Get off me! Get him! Let go!
That's enough, Matt!
But he's...
No, stop. You need to go cool off. Now. This is not helping anything.
I can't just... Let him...
Now, Matt.
Look. We all... Oh, Fox something. He's seriously done a great job at bringing us together and all that, but the fact of the matter is that absolute power corrupts, and he's had too much power for too long. He's made mistakes that have cost lives. The only way we can move forward as a society is if we all have a say in things. I say we hold nominations for positions on a new council tonight.
Hey, Cohen, man, are you okay?
He's fine.
Yeah, I'll be okay. It's just... Warner, really...
They don't get along.
That's the understatement of the century. I thought you were going to rip his head clean off his body.
If I could have got my hands around his scrawny little neck.
So what's the deal between you two?
I'd rather not talk about it, especially now. The thing you have to understand here is that Warner is a master at manipulation, and we all just fell right into his trap.
And I think I was his best pawn.
It isn't your fault. He's been trying forever to get a modicum of power. You and the new people were the perfect way for him to do that. It isn't your fault.
Well, what should we do? We can't just let that worm toss Fox out like that. I mean, Fox isn't even here to fight back.
And don't think that isn't by design.
What do you think is going to happen when Fox does come back and hears about all of this?
Given his attitude lately, I just don't know.
All right, let's settle down. Now it's been decided each nomination must have a second to be considered for our ballot. We'll be electing 5 members in total to prevent stalemates on important decisions. Now, do we have any nominations? Yes, Ms. Potter.
Before we begin, I would like to know why we are doing this without Mr. Fox present. While I agree this council is a good change, I can't help but think it is disrespectful to be even discussing altering our way of government without hearing from the one person who has been selflessly leading us all this time.
That's a good point. Shouldn't we wait until he's back so he can have his say? And what about the people who went with him? Don't they get a chance to nominate someone?
Everyone will have a chance to vote. But we have a greater chance at the change we want if we can show Fox that we have given this matter a great deal of thought and discussion and selected people that we believe in making decisions around here.
Then I would like to nominate Mr. Fox.
No, Mrs. Potter, we're trying to start...
It would be a terrible shame if we didn't allow him to continue in a leadership capacity, as he is the reason we all have a place to call home, such as it is. It's because of his guidance and wisdom that we have shelter, food, medical supplies, and friends willing to help us if we are ever in need. I believe he should be allowed to continue on this new council, and those who are elected with him would be very smart to listen to him.
I second the nomination.
No surprise there. Very well. Fox will be placed on our list of candidates. Are there any other nominations?
I nominate Dr. Ryan.
I can't believe it.
I have no idea why you're so surprised. Everyone here loves you. You're personable and kind, and they trust you. More than that, they love you. You're always checking in with everyone to make sure they're doing good, and you bend over backwards to help people when they have a problem. I'm just sorry I didn't nominate you myself.
No, I mean, I'm really flattered that people have so much confidence in me and all, but no, I can't believe that we're actually going to go through with this. I don't know, Matt. It feels like we're doing something wrong, like we're stabbing Fox in the back. We're acting like we're ungrateful to Fox for everything he's done. Do you think he's going to be upset when he gets back and finds out?
Well, wouldn't you? I mean, this guy's given so much to us to build this place up, and Warner comes in pretending he's some sort of mystic or prophet or whatever, and worse, someone actually nominated that weasel. This is what he wanted all along. He wants to be in power.
Well, he hasn't gotten that power yet. And even if he does get voted on, there will be 4 other people to keep him in check. And we agreed we wouldn't be holding a vote until Fox gets back.
Yeah, but that means he can go around and try and curry favor. This whole thing is a farce.
Maybe.
What?
Well, I hate that I'm saying this, but Warner did make a few good points earlier. I agree we should have had more say in things before. This council's a good idea.
You just said that this was like spitting in Fox's face.
And I meant it. But even you have to admit that lately it does seem like Fox has been making some, well, pretty questionable judgments. I know his heart's in the right place, but would it really be so bad to have fresh ideas and more than one person making the rules? The way this is all being handled is wrong, but that doesn't mean the result is. Everything Fox has done, every choice he's had to make, it's got to have taken a toll. You know better than anyone how he hides his problems from everyone. He keeps everyone at an arm's length, and you said earlier he's getting short with you. Maybe it's the stress he's under, and since you're the only one he lets in, he's taking it out on you.
Well, damn it, Kate, I need to defend my boy here, and you're kind of making it tough right now.
I'm sorry,
No, don't apologize. You're right. I do know him better than anyone, and it's very possible that he's lashing out at me because he doesn't think he's got anyone else to vent to, and he knows that no matter what, I've got his back. Maybe this is exactly what he needs, a few other people to share the burden, but I still think it's just a way for Warner to get what he wants.
Well, then let's hope he doesn't get enough votes, and if he is elected, the rest of the council can keep him under control.
Thank you.
buddy. How'd it go?
Actually, better than expected.
Turns out the militia had a sort of mutiny. Half of them ended up joining Calhoun's people, and they brought a bunch of their own guns, so they didn't need what we brought, and... Hey, where is everybody?
You know, it's, funny you bring up mutiny.
What? What's going on?
Everyone's upstairs. Voting.
Voting? Voting on what?
While you were gone, Warner managed to persuade all the people from Ross Island that this was some sort of dictatorship. And then he sort of brainwashed everyone else into thinking the same.
Wait, what? So I'm what? Fidel Castro or Kim Jong-un in this scenario?
Depends on who you ask, I guess. Point is that he managed to get everyone united so that they could overthrow you and put together a council that will be responsible for making decisions from now on. They're voting on members now. They were supposed to wait until you got back so they could talk to you about it, but Warner got everyone riled up so they couldn't wait to vote.
Okay, can we just back up a second here? So no one here likes how I run things. So instead of talking to me or even you to let me know they're unhappy, they all go behind my back to oust me and set up some sort of Congress so they all get an equal say in how things are done. Do I have it right?
Pretty much.
I thought our day was exciting.
Where are they?
They're in the dining hall.
Okay, everyone. The votes have been tallied, and I'm very proud to reveal the members of our council to be Kate Green, Alan Bennett, Emily Davidson, myself, and lastly, Fox.
You didn't get all the votes.
Dude, what happened to his face? It's all...
I'm not at liberty to say.
You know, I never claimed to be a great leader. I never wanted to be the one you all looked to. But I did it. I did everything I could to make sure we had food, medicine, clothing, and a place to call home, such as it is. And this? This is how you show gratitude.
Fox, you... We just finished voting, and you...
Sit down, Warner. It's my turn to talk here. I'm so disgusted with you right now, I can't even see straight.
Fox, I'm sorry, but we all felt that this was for the best. I understand that you're upset, but...
Do you, Warner? Do you really understand? Because from where I sit, it doesn't look at all like you care one iota. After all, you got to cast your vote. Shouldn't I be allowed the same courtesy?
Wait, buddy, you're upset that you didn't get to vote?
Wouldn't you be? You're right. All of you are right. You should have a say in how things are done here. And I'm sorry that I never thought of that. But my primary concern was and always has been to make sure everyone here was kept safe and as healthy as I could manage. It never once occurred to me to spread the burden of responsibility around. But in many ways, we've all shared in that great weight. Most of you never come to me directly. You go to Kate, or Doc Ryan, or Cohen, and they bring those concerns to me. And though it may not have seemed that way, I took into consideration every one of your issues, and I tried to find the best outcome that benefited everyone instead of just a few. I've always urged for transparency and accountability, and maybe I should have been more open with all of you about the things I chose to do and why. And for that, I apologize.
Mr. Fox, it is we who should be apologizing to you. We should have shown you the respect you've earned and explained our frustrations and concerns to you instead of going behind your back as we did. For all you've done for us, you are owed that much, at least.
I hated this idea from the start, Fox. I just need you to know, I argued against this the whole time. It's so stupid.
Jamie, it's all right. And thank you, Mrs. Potter. But it's time for things to change. And if this new council is what everyone wants, then I just want my chance to cast a vote as well. and I wish the very best of luck to those who take up their new posts.
Actually, no one seems to be ready for you to step down. You were voted on the council as well.
Oh, you've got to be joking.
Hey, over here.
Thanks, I am so hungry.
You guys were locked away for quite a while. How did it go?
It wasn't bad. There were a few contentious moments, but I think we've built a strong foundation.
Warner sort of grilled Fox over everything he does. It felt like we were watching an interrogation. But once we all learned the full scope of everything he did,
we decided that it would be best to divide and conquer.
We each got put in charge of something specific. So I'm now in charge of inventory. I'm going to be working with Jackie to keep track of food supply and Doc Ryan on medicine and things like that. Fox said I should ask you about weapons and ammo as well.
Sounds good. And what did you get stuck with, Alan?
I'm in charge of population. I'll be taking a census, assigning new people to units, and keeping track of work details. Kate and I will be coordinating, so whenever she needs more supplies, I'll put together the teams and go get them.
That's not going to be an easy job. It was something Fox always struggled with.
He mentioned it.
And what about Fox?
It wasn't unanimous by any stretch, but
he's going to be president, or Grand Poobah. I'm not sure if we actually gave him a title.
We're going to essentially defer to him on big decisions. He's been at this for a really long time. We felt like he should keep at it. He won't be able to make any decisions without our consent, but for all intents and purposes, he'll keep on doing what he's been doing.
Wow, that's surprising. Whose idea was that?
It was Emily's first suggestion.
Emily?
Yeah, she's wicked smart, and she really helped me keep things together on Ross. For a while, she was pretty much doing Fox's job. She didn't like the way this went down and said that we risk total failure by changing things so dramatically. She thought it would have been better if things had been altered gradually.
I agree. This is going to be quite the change, but I also agree with Fox that it's time for that change.
You said it was almost unanimous. Warner didn't like this, I take it.
Neither did I.
Hey, buddy! Or should I call you Mr. President?
Oh, you're a riot.
I didn't get to tell you before, but Emily's right. Fox, you've been at this for so long. It's crazy if we don't let you continue. You know exactly what needs to be done better than anyone. And you fostered such immense amounts of trust.
So much so that nearly everyone band together to force me out when I wasn't even here?
That would be my fault.
How you figure?
Warner came up to some of us and started talking about how things were run. I didn't know any better, and he sounded so convincing, he got everyone worked up.
That's just how he works. And look, the truth is, I was relieved when I heard. I know you can understand how hard it is to be responsible for so many people and all. When Cohen told me what was happening, I was actually happy. I was ready to let go. But it's clear that while they wanted to change how things were done, the people here weren't ready for me to fade into the background.
I'd say I'm sorry, but the truth is, I believe you're where you're supposed to be. Where we need you the most.
And with slightly less stress in your life, maybe you'll get some actual rest. I didn't want to say it before, but you've been looking pretty run down lately.
I suppose it'll be nice to have a few less things on my mind. Maybe this will free up enough of my time I can work on a few things to help around here.
You mean you're gonna finally solve the bucket butt problem?
And maybe you could spend some time and build some stronger bonds with people? Maybe even...
Stop. Kate, just... I don't need anyone playing matchmaker for me. I had enough of that from this guy.
Boy ain't lying. I tried setting him up. I can't even count how many times.
I just... I don't think I'm in a place where I'd be any good to someone in that way.
And that's the response I got every time.
Look, this isn't going to be easy for me, or any of us for that matter. We're going to have to learn how to get along and compromise on things that I didn't have to before. When it was just me, it was figure out what needs to be done, figure out how to do it, and get it done. But this is going to be much harder. I know I'm going to struggle with it, and I also know that Warner is going to challenge me with everything. I expect to bump heads with both you, Kate, and you, Alan. But I hope when it's all said and done, we remember that it isn't about the five of us on this council. It's about taking care of every single soul in this building and anyone else we can help. Because in the end, that's what it's about. Building a better future for us all.
Then that's what we'll do.
Together.
Homestead, Episode 7, The Council. Written, produced, and directed by James Robinson. Music by Mi Yu. Starring Summer Shore as Kate, Travis Box as Cohen, James Robinson as Fox, Justin Mansfield as Alan, Chris Williams as Warner, Suez Smith as Mrs. Potter, Rebecca Gurney as Jamie, Danny Hedham as Wheeler, and Jim Willig as Calhoun. Homestead is a Not Another Podcast production.